Good afternoon.
Hey, Andrew, Ryan O'Halloran from the Times Union. You mentioned in your statement going from undrafted to this point. What is how big of a thrill has this day been for you?
It's a thrill. It's been a whirlwind, and just so happy to be here. And this organization is first class, and I'm just ready to get to work, let the dust settle. And I'm truly, you know, honored and blessed to have this opportunity, and I'm going to take full advantage of it and, you know, work hard and just lay it out there every Sunday. Couldn't be more excited.
Were the Jaguars a team that you were interested in before the free agency process began, and how did kind of the process unfold?
It unfolded really quick. It was so fast, and, you know, this is a team that they have something special going on down here, and that's very hard to find. They got a good sense of, you know, great culture, family atmosphere, which is great. And, you know, they're on the verge of something great. And, you know, bringing me down here, you know, we're going to look forward to winning the Super Bowl in 2018 because that's what it's about.
On the negotiations, did it happen as quickly as you were told it would develop?
And just kind of, you know, throughout the day, just kind of, you know, got the first offer in and, you know, but it happened pretty quick, and, you know, it was a smooth, you know, transition. It was great.
Carolina, fourth in the league in rushing. Jaguars, first in the league in rushing. How attractive was that part of the game and their commitment to the run game?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Just to run the ball, set the tempo of the game, come out, you know, run the ball. You set the tempo, and that's something the team, you know, they don't like, you know, defensive line. When you go out and set the tempo, set the run game, and get after guys, because you keep pounding them and keep pounding them, and sometime, you know, they're gonna their will's gonna break. And, you know, I love the mentality here, especially on the offensive side. It's something I look forward to.
Obviously, Cam had the over here. Obviously, Cam has the ability to, you know, stretch plays and run and improvise. Blake has somewhat of that ability. What's it like to block for a guy who can scramble and keep the play alive as long as he can?
Yeah, you know, he helps me out, you know, in certain situations too, but just the factor of not knowing what he's going to do back there, you know, you always got to finish through the whistle, and that's what made me, you know, to a player I am today, and just finishing every play. And, you know, especially with, you know, Cam, blocking for Cam, you know, you never know what he's going to do back there, and he's a playmaker. And, you know, I look forward to protecting this franchise quarterback, and that's what they brought me here to do, and protect him, and I'm looking forward to it.
Playing at Ohio State with so many other NFL linemen, how much did you guys push each other to get better?
We had a great group, and, you know, this is the thing I like about here. You guys have a, you know, great group in the O-line room, led by Coach Pat Flaherty, and just after meeting with them, you know, they got a special group in there, and I look forward to working with those guys, and, I can't wait.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you.
You know, come from a defensive-minded head coach, right, with Ron.
Yep.
Here, Doug, offensive line mentality. He said last year it wouldn't pass the ball at all if he had his choice. How much did Doug Marrone factor in your decision to come here?
It was a big factor, you know. Just like you said, running the ball, it's awesome. You know, you set the tone of the game, and to have a, you know, coach like that, it's great. And, you know, I'm going to look forward to working with him, and this has been a great opportunity.
Over the last 2 years when you started every game, where do you think you made your biggest strides as a player?
Just improved every season, you know, from my rookie year to my second year to my third year and this year. Just improved. You know, I'm very coachable, and I take coaching very well. And, you know, I've worked very hard, and that's what got me here today.
A lot of players use that I was undrafted as a motivating type thing. Are you one of those guys? That's something that
You know, I'm really self-motivated guy, and all I knew was I needed an opportunity for my, you know, get my chance, and that came, you know, my rookie year, and I never looked back. And I'm not going to look back, and I'm going to continue to play with a chip on my shoulder.
Andrew, you're part of turnaround in Carolina from 7-8 to the Super Bowl run. When a franchise has that level of success, how does that change the culture, and what do you see as the culture here?
It changed the culture a lot because we turned it around my rookie year, and we just fed off that energy, and we won 15-1 in the regular season, and I kind of see that here. You guys made a great run in the playoffs, and I feel as is this team is just going to pick up right where they left off and go win a Super Bowl, and that's why I came here.
As a top level free agent, does the success of the previous season, I mean, how far does that go? How much of, kind of a reason for signing somewhere does it really?
I think it goes a long way because the attitude and the mindset of the players, the coaches, and the feeling. But, to a certain extent because, you got to put in the work this year and, it's the, what you do for me lately, type thing. And, we're just going to build off of their last season and, I'm just going to do my best. And, I'd be pretty good.
One of the analytics services had you at like 2 missed run assignments in 500 and something ops. Does that sound about right? Is that how?
I don't even know. I don't really pay attention to that stuff. I'm not a big media guy. If all I don't pay attention.
But is that your strength? Do you feel
yeah,
like
run
blocking?
I play with very consistency. I lay it out on the line every day. It's not because I have to. It's because I want to. And, I have so much passion for the game, and it's just an incredible honor to be here and just to continue playing. And I, can't thank the Jacksonville organization enough for having me here. It's awesome.
And have you met Lender and Cam Robinson?
I met Lender. He was in the weight room and showed me around, and he's a great dude, and I can't wait to be working right next to him. He's one of the best, and, it's going to be great.